This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Boom, ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom. Bum, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Tuesday. Goodness. How is everyone? Is everyone all right on this fine Tuesday? Everyone good?
You know, it was raining on the way in for me.
Really?
So, and it's not in the forecast, and it's not on the apps.
No clouds, big moon, crazy.
No, so.
Wow.
Yeah. And there
is
rain.
It's supposed to be good.
There is rain coming tomorrow, too. So it looks like we're just in a cycle of.
The last hurrah.
Possible
of the,
rain.
The
and
rainy
there's,
winter.
There's rain on Friday, too. So it's. We are not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the winter turns off and it's sunny every day. It's been a minute since we've seen that.
I love those days. It's boring one day, just like the last one. Every single day, perfect.
Over and over.
You know days.
Uh-huh.
Everything's got to be perfect. Yeah, yesterday was actually a pretty nice day at my house. It was really nice. I got into the garden, like broke a sweat, felt good.
Started
to clean up. You know, there's a lot of...
You're just cleaning up dirt.
No, I clean up like a lot of overgrowth. Like,
isn't that what Ignacio's for?
Well, I like to do it on Mondays because Ignacio comes in the afternoon, and I like to make big piles of stuff for him to get out of there.
Gardening for the garden.
Well, no, I'm gardening for myself because I want to prune the stuff. But what I don't want to do is like drag the green barrel around everywhere. I'm like, that's what I pay that guy for. Come on, hey Ignacio. He likes it. He does all the fertilizing stuff.
He likes it.
He's like, I like that. I like that Sarah does that, and then I get to clean up after her. It's great. I think, though, this year is the year of my avocado trees.
Oh, yeah.
They are. You can't even see leaves. There's so many buds on these things. I can't, like. It's had buds before, and I've even gotten an avocado or two. A little tiny, you know, pathetic avocados. But this year, then there were like bees all over both of them. I am very hopeful for this year. We've been, you know, trying to prune right and fertilize right and do all the right stuff. And this is year 7. And year 7 is supposed to be the year.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I know Chuck, our listener, used to whatever tree he had.
Yeah. He was probably in just the right, like, temperature zone.
That guy walked around giving bags of avocados to
please
people.
Please take these. They're just going to rot.
Oh, they're so good.
They were good. Remember that they were like, they had this certain nutty taste that you never get in a regular store bought avocado. I am like so hopeful.
All right.
It's probably impossible.
He said sold that house, right? Because he moved away.
Yeah, he moved. Didn't he retire
in Orange County?
South? Yeah.
Whoever has that house now is like, ooh.
Which is strange,
right?
Because while this place is probably slightly more expensive than Orange County, not by much.
Mm.
Can't be by much.
I wonder if he has like grandkids nearby and just, maybe, you know, wanted to.
He was a school teacher, mm-hmm. so, you know, I don't know. That's a tough way to make a living.
It is.
Hate to say it.
Well, it's, look, a million things can happen, but I pictured Chuck as being this guy who was so smart and he bought a house early and then he just sold it and it's going to fuel his retirement for him and he's down. I picture him with like family and.
I hope so.
But no avocados. Sorry about it. Although down south, like I got an uncle down south who is just like the avocados are copious. He could have moved there for that.
Your Uncle Peter?
No, my Uncle Leo.
Leo!
Yeah. He's actually, I guess technically he's my husband's uncle, but he's almost 90 now. Oh my God.
Oh.
I know. But all John's cousins live down there. And
still going strong though at 90, huh?
He's pretty good. Like surprisingly good. He's, you know, John's mom's side of the family is the Joneses. And they are.
The Joneses?
They are some tough stock. Yeah, his mom's maiden name was Jones, and Leo's her brother. Like all the Joneses, they're just like they are short and stocky and just strong. That is who those people are. It's just like the Joneses; they're legendary.
Oh, they're legendary.
Yeah, Leo is legendary.
All right.
Yeah, he's so funny. We stayed with him and my late Aunt Peggy. Rest in peace, Peggy.
Oh, yeah.
When we first came out to Los Angeles in 92, we stayed with them for a while.
That's when you worked at KLOS, right?
It is when, yep, exactly. Ding, ding, shame. And they were just so great. And we actually, one of the hardest parts about leaving for the gig in St. Louis that I wound up getting was leaving them. And they were like, he was like, don't go, don't leave. You don't want to be in St. Louis. What do you want to go to St. Louis for? It's just nothing but mud. I'm like,
mud.
That's not really true, but I appreciate that you're going to miss us. And they were so great. They would come out like for a long time.
To St. Louis?
Everywhere we lived. They came to Philly one time. They came to St. Louis a couple of times. You know, they've come up, well, not anymore. They don't, he can't really travel anymore. He's in his 90s.
Well, yeah.
And but even up here, they've been up here a bunch of times. And actually, they visited us in Florida, now that I think about it, before we ever moved to Los Angeles. Yeah, they're absolutely great. Just great people.
I'm actually shocked at how many people travel so late in life. It seems
right.
Like if you're sore and you don't have the ability to walk at long, you know, whatever.
Yes, whatever it is.
You can sleep or you can't, who knows?
Right.
Seems like, wow.
Well, they were a camper van couple.
Oh.
And not just a camp, not just like a camper, like a van that you could sleep in. Like kind of, you know, are they called conversion vans? They have like you can stand up in them because they've got some kind of pop-up on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Spartan at best. Like it wasn't luxurious and they would just find a gas station lot to park in, use that bathroom and travel all over.
I would do better in that scenario than hotels. At least it's my stuff.
Well, it's your stuff. That is true.
Mm.
Yeah. And then they would get to someone's house, and for a few years, they'd stop at a payphone, call you up. You'd be like, okay.
A payphone?
Well, it was years ago, you know.
What does that mean?
It's like an old-style thing. It's like a phone that's attached to the side of, say, a gas station building, or it would be on a standalone pole.
Why and then
you
put it on a building?
And you put a quarter in.
To a building?
And then you'd have to feed it. Yeah. Well, actually, early days, it was a dime. But then it was, like, ridiculous.
A dime? Yeah, who has dimes?
Nobody. See, that's the thing. If we still had payphones and no one had cell phones, we would still have dimes.
We would?
Maybe. I don't know.
Huh.
But they would call you and you'd be like, and it wasn't, you know, you'd pick it up on your landline at home. You'd be like, hey, we're a couple hours out. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know you were coming. Let me see if I can prepare a room for you to stay.
Yikes.
They were awesome. Like, it's funny.
Did you say they were awesome now?
They were awesome. They were easy and good people to have as guests. And they actually, we talk all the time about like, we're going to pull a Peg and Leo and we're going to get one of those Sprinter vans. The ones that you could actually have a little emergency toilet in, has like a little mini fridge and, you know, you can keep some stuff.
Oh, those things are.
They're great.
They're killer.
They're so, so cool.
And believe me, they're parked all around my house in Santa Cruz.
I'll bet that's true. People are
everybody
like,
who lives there
the
is
beach.
Like, I'm so glad I pay taxes so this guy
can live here
park
tax-free.
Right here without. That's great.
Yeah, that'll be me. I'll be down at your house all the time. I'll
super.
Be like, is it okay if I use your shower real quick?
No.
Please, Vinny, it's me. I just me and John. And actually, Raleigh's with us too. So could he? We just, it'll be like an hour tops, we'll be out of your hair.
Riley's still with you guys, huh?
Well, in this scenario, he is. Yeah. And although we did say to him, you know, because we talk about this all the time, and we're down to a Sprinter van, and he's like, well, where am I going to sleep in the Sprinter van? And we're like,
where am I going to sleep?
Like, I guess you'll pitch a tent outside because we're not really concerned with you. We're hoping you'll have a life.
Go get a life.
You're not going to let your son sleep between you guys? Just, you know.
Well, we're thinking bunk beds. We don't need to be in the same bed, please. That guy tosses and turns, snores.
You mean that guy's in John?
Yeah, John, that guy.
That guy.
Yeah. And we don't sleep in the same room anymore. Well, I can't. It's so nice, too. It's been a couple years now. And it's just so nice. Like, sometimes you'll visit me in there, but then I'm like, okay.
Okay, bye.
Off you go. It's just, you know, you get your whole bed set up, you get it all set up. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we did the same
thing.
I'll
see you tomorrow.
I'm not as happy about it as you are, but.
Aww. But you got to get your sleep.
And I don't even always get, I didn't sleep last night either.
Oh, why? But
just because vacation's coming and there's more stress and this week. And
when do you leave?
Next week.
Oh, just whenever.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just, you know, just best case scenario, I get some sleep. Staying with her never happened. So that was just,
right.
You know, people come in later.
Just different schedules.
Settling in.
Yeah. Using the light on their phone,
going,
their iPad. I hate that. God.
Get the TV set up. Let me prop a pillow. I'm laying there like, oh my God. I might as well just go to work.
Like, thanks for the material. Gotta go.
Yeah. That's what everyone wants to hear. Me venting.
Well, it is half of what we do on this show.
No, I know.
We vent about stuff and then we...
Speaking of, yesterday...
Yes.
So I've gone to, I go to a dermatologist fairly regularly just to make sure I get skin checks. No, nothing like that. Everything's good. I keep up on it. And, but there was something I needed right here near my eye. There was something that
up
needed
on the
to
side
be
of your nose.
Zipped off.
Okay. Oh boy.
And I went in yesterday and the guy, man,
they
first
like
of all,
freeze it and take it or?
No. He just said, this is going to hurt. And I went, okay. And it didn't really, but he was like, and just scooped it out of my face.
Oh, God.
Scraped it, huh?
It's, I can't even see a mark, Vin.
If you got close, you'd see it, but it went really well.
Did it bleed? Because it
a little bit.
I mean, there's just nothing there.
Little teeny
great.
Bit. Barely at all. No, it looks, they're good.
And then what do? Do they biopsy anything that they take?
No, not in that situation. It was just a thing. I'm just, unfortunately, one of those people where they're like, yeah, that's going to happen to your skin sometimes. You'll just get a growth and you'll have to come in and we'll take it off.
Right.
It's not like it wasn't a wart. They have names for these things, too.
Each kind of thing, yeah.
Oh, that's a ketosis coramorosis.
Oh, I hate those, yeah.
Well, get it off. I can't even say that.
Ketosis coramorosis. Sounds terrible. Wow.
Good recall.
Well, thank you.
I just was spitting letters.
I loved it.
They tied together the way they tied. Anyway, so I went and had that done, and then I had to race to pick up my kid, and I had to get her to the pool for her swim lesson.
Boy, that is a dictating your life these days.
It has to happen before we go on vacation. She needed extra swim classes.
Which island are you guys going to?
The main one, Oahu.
And are you, do you want to say approximately where? Like, is it one of those sheltered beaches?
Oh, I don't know. You know, it's funny. My buddy goes, I said, he's up skiing and they wanted me to go. And I just was like, I can't. And we're going to Hawaii. And he goes, oh, where are you going to be staying? And I was like, I don't know. Goes, well, what part of the island? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well,
can you ask your boss where you're going to be? Yeah, I'm going to do that. I never got around to it.
Right. So you know you're going to Hawaii and you know which island, but other than that, you're just letting
her. This is a trip with my family. There's no surfing. I know myself. In fact, it's funny. Even Christina occasionally. Maybe, but I'm not going to.
Live and
die. It's one of those things that if I bring a board and then I'm going to want a car. And then if I get a car, I'm going to be like, guys, have fun by the pool. I'm going to go look for surf. And then when I get back at 6 o'clock at night, they're going to be all, you just burned your whole day. And I might be happy, but they won't. That make sense?
Yes.
I just don't want no trouble. I've dealt with that way too many times.
It was just a day out of the whole, you know, the whole time we're there. Come on.
Well, but then I'm going to be like, you can't believe what I found. I found the best spot. I got to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's not smart. It really, I've learned myself and I've learned and I just, I'm going to go and hang with my family. That's what I'm doing. Play with the kids. I might be in a pool in Hawaii. And it's okay. What do you mean?
No, it's good.
You don't?
No, it'll be great. Great. I just know you.
That's what do you mean?
I did nothing. I just know you.
She doesn't mean nothing. She means something.
I don't mean anything.
You mean something.
I'm picturing it. I'm just picturing it. That's all. It looks, it's like a very lovely family gathering.
We believe nothing you say, Sarah. Come on.
Why? Can you just let, just.
Because of the way you're saying it.
Believe it and then we'll move on from it. I actually was thinking that now that she's had the swim lessons and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, to me, the most fun thing about Hawaii, that I love snorkeling. I just love being face down in the water. I've seen, I think I've seen turtles both times that I've been there.
Fun, yeah.
We were following one, weren't we?
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Sometimes he's just creep, like, I turned around one time.
Yeah,
I was like,
it's right there.
In front of my face. Yikes. Yeah.
There's a spot on the North Shore that's known for just being a turtle spot.
It's a turtle bay. That's where we were.
No, it's right before Shark's Cove.
Oh.
Heading up there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the place where the accidental nipple shot happened?
No, I don't remember where that was.
That was like near that.
All I remember is the nipple.
That was near.
Well, check your video.
Okay. Yeah, that'll probably give you some location tagging.
Yeah. The geolocation.
That place, that day was right across from that place where we got the poke bowls. Remember that at that supermarket?
No. Well, yeah, it was nearby. I mean, just went to a random poke spot. Fun stuff.
Oh, you don't have specifics?
He'll go. He wants supermarket pokey, and because
not necessarily that the best, that day was
it's the best ones we had.
I got a wreck from my sister who used to live there. She went to college in Hawaii.
I'm sorry, you did what to your sister?
A wreck.
Recommendation.
Oh, I got a wreck. I thought you said you got that for your sister, but it wasn't okay.
Oh yeah, I got a wreck from my sister.
Mm-hmm.
What are you being right now? Are you being weird?
I heard something and was like,
"What'd you hear?"
Something about like a building being erected. I just
erect
man,
from
you
my
dirty lady.
Yes,
wow.
I just
what
I was
perv.
Also surprised.
It's
oh,
his
I am
sister.
Not a perv.
Sister.
I thought I heard that. Listeners, I am not the only one who heard that. Right? I was like, what?
I didn't hear that, and I'm the biggest perv around here.
That is true. You got a point. All right.
Oh, look at that 925 smart, Vinny. Happy wife, happy life.
Yes. No, that
send
is the
send this
way.
Message loud and clear to all in the Bay Area.
And
what about happy self, happy life? Come on.
You know, the thing is I could take a surf trip. If I wanted to sit down and book it make plans and do the stuff, I could do that.
You'd need Deepak, though.
But I'd have to have Deepak.
Planning
and then
sucks.
Deepak doesn't surf, so he'd be like, well, all right, I'll book your trip for you, but I'm not going to go. And then that'd be weird.
Yeah, Deepak, when you have time between surgeries, if you could be Vinny's travel agent, that'd be fantastic.
Anyway, it's fine. I'm really happy. I'm stoked. I love those kids. I can't wait. They can't wait. They're packed.
Oh, I'm sure, right?
My youngest pulled her suitcase down the stairs last night.
What did I do?
I'm not sure. Is that peanut butter on the front of your shirt?
Oh, God. It's oatmeal.
Oh, that's
good.
That's great, right?
No,
oh, that washes off.
That's fine.
No problem.
Well, I'm keeping this overshirt
oh
on.
God. Great. That's funny. We're a bunch of old people in here. Oh, eight right down the front of my shirt.
I eat when I drive. There's nothing I can do about it. And it was raining today. It was a little extra.
Yeah. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco.
Food on me.
Come on, Teddy.
Did we crush this San Francisco?
I don't really know. It's fine. Just damn roll it.
All right.
Hello.
Listen,
no
think
good.
About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.